From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As part of these studies in the book of Judges, Dr. Cairns continues a message called When Thieves Fall Out. In chapter 9, following the death of Gideon, his illegitimate son Abimelech murdered all but one of Gideon's 70 legitimate sons and proclaimed himself king. He was aided in this by the men of Shechem. Jotham, the lone survivor of the purge, employed a fable to declare God's curse upon those traitors, likening Abimelech's pact with the Shechemites to the trees of the forest appointing a bramble to be their king. He prophesied the destruction of the trees by fire from the bramble, and as it turned out, the prophecy became true. For the Lord sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, resulting in Abimelech's eventual death. Dr. Cairns is using this historical narrative to call attention to the great crime of apostasy, the characteristics of which are clearly revealed in this chapter. As Jotham invoked a curse upon Abimelech and the men of Shechem, so God has cursed the rampant apostasy of our time and calls His people to separate from it. Dr. Cairns will be with us in a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled From Obedience to Blessing. The text is found in Haggai chapter 2 and verse 19. From this day will I bless you. Future things are hidden from us, yet here is a glass in which we may see the unborn years. The Lord says, from this day will I bless you. It is worthwhile to note the day which is referred to in this promise. There had been failure of crops, blasting and mildew, and all because of the people's sin. Now the Lord saw these chastened ones commencing to obey His word and build His temple. And therefore He says, From the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider, from this day will I bless you. If we have lived in any sin, and the Spirit leads us to purge ourselves of it, we may reckon upon the blessing of the Lord. His smile, His Spirit, His grace, His fuller revelation of His truth will all prove to us an enlarged blessing. We may fall into greater opposition from man because of our faithfulness, but we shall rise to closer dealings with the Lord our God and a clearer sight of our acceptance in Him. Lord, I am resolved to be more true to Thee and more exact in my following of Thy doctrine and Thy precept, and I pray Thee, therefore, by Christ Jesus, to increase the blessedness of my daily life, henceforth and forever.
Thank you.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Thank you. religious compromise is fueling the great apostasy. And the saddest part of it all is this. This is not just being done by the liberals. But in the Anglican Communion you have J.I. Packer, known as a leading Reformed theologian. His books on many subjects are among the best ever written on those subjects. His insights are valuable. J.I. Packer is now of the belief that we should pursue union with Rome. J.R. Stott, probably the leading clergyman in the Church of England among the evangelicals. Stott is now openly saying that evangelicals should be pursuing union with Rome. And helping to fuel it all by their compromise is the charismatic renewal, the charismatic delusion. David Watson, one of the charismatic Anglican leaders in England, put it very bluntly. He said the Protestant Reformation was the greatest tragedy in history. There is a great crime of apostasy going on today. There is a tremendously accelerated movement towards the production of the last of Abimelech's line. And I want to tell you, when these foolish evangelicals have gone the full way, they will find that Abimelech never changes. And he will root out all opposition. Antichrist is always a persecutor. Popery is drunk with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and will drink more deeply yet of their blood. It's the great crime. Very quickly, have a look at the great curse that was placed upon it. I've already given the fable. It's interesting that it was given from Mount Gerizim, isn't it? Deuteronomy 11, that's the place where you're reminded of the law of God and the blessings upon obedience to the law of God. It was a reminder of the righteousness of God and the warning of God and his law against apostasy. Very needful emphases in this day of apostasy. You know, what I'm saying tonight is, first of all, it's out of line with the vast majority. It's unwelcome to the apostates. That doesn't surprise me. I would get a lot more worried if what I were saying were welcomed by the apostates. I get worried when the devil pats me in the back. But not only that, it's out of line with what's being preached in our fundamental churches. And the general attitude is, well, look, we're not in it, so don't bother us. There is a tremendous necessity today to have an emphasis on what God's word has to say about the apostasy. Now, I want to preach the great cardinal doctrines of the gospel of Christ, and there's nothing ultimately is going to sting and hurt the apostasy more than a resolute stand for the gospel. But let us not be cowards. And let us not hide our cowardice behind the professed preaching of the gospel. The gospel must be preached, but what God's word says against the apostasy also must be preached. There needs to be the raising of a Jotham's voice, and there needs to be the announcement of a Jotham's curse on the apostasy. The meaning that Jotham gave them was clear, as I've indicated at the beginning of the message. you're trusting in a bramble or a thistle. If your work's of God, if this apostasy's of God, if I'm wrong and you're right, then no curse of mine can ever touch you. That's what he's saying. But if it is not of God, if what you are doing is of the devil, if this apostasy is what I'm painting it to be, if it is the elevation of another religion, the elevation of another king, then it will never endure. It will be marked by the division of those who trusted in their ecumenical unity and the destruction of those who sought to destroy the work of God. That's the meaning. But what about its message for us today? Really, I would need one of two things. I would need either another hour, or I'd need Ron Cook back, for he can do what I can't do. He can say in 20 minutes what I take a half an hour or an hour and a half to say. The message for today: the olive tree. I'll have nothing to do with this. That's the attitude of the people of God. Anybody who has the oil, that's the mark of the olive. In Scripture, always the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Any man who has the anointing of the oil of the Holy Ghost will have no part of the scheme of apostasy. And I make that as an absolute. One of the, as I've indicated, one of the great fueling forces in the modern day apostasy is the charismatic movement. They claim that they're filled with the Spirit. They claim all this wonderful unction of the Holy Ghost. And of course, when you've got so-called Protestants and they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and then they look into the Church of Rome, and they have the very same anointing, the very same experience, and the very same fullness. What's going to keep us apart? We must come together. This is the unity of the Spirit. In fact, it might interest you to know, there is only one church that has, as a body, officially adopted the charismatic so-called renewal, and that is the Church of Rome. You ever know that? It has the blessing of successive popes. It has a charismatic cardinal put to the one of the top positions in the Roman Curia. Because they see it as a means of bringing together Romanism and Protestantism to the detriment of Protestantism. But I want to tell you that charismatic renewal is not a renewal, it is a delusion. No man filled with the Holy Ghost will have any part or lot in the end time apostasy. In verse 9, we have this olive tree speaking about honoring God and man. The point is very clear. No man who is honoring God will have any part in the ecumenical apostasy. Verse 11, the fig tree speaks of his sweetness and his good fruit. Now, those are two things that should mark God's people. Let me just deviate a little here to say that. God's people should, like the fig tree, be fruitful. And their fruit should be sweet. We have to contend, but we ought not to be contentious. We have to be strong, but we ought not to be bitter. We should be fruitful and we should be sweet. That's the mark of God's people. But any man who, like the fig tree, is fruitful and sweet through fellowship with Christ can have no part of the apostasy. You know, we're told that this is love. If you really had the gentleness of Christ, if you really had the love of Christ, if you really were a true Christian, you would embrace all this. Well, let me tell you, a true Christian will embrace sinners to give them the gospel. He'll go to Roman Catholics to seek to get them saved. To him there's no man, be he Roman Catholic or Protestant, be he Jew or Greek, be he bond or free, be he black or white or rich or poor, there is no man to whom we will not go and give the gospel. For every soul is equally immortal, therefore equally precious. But we will not embrace the system of Antichrist, which is out to replace God's rule over his people with the rule of an Abimelech. Then again, in verse 12, the vine refuses. Very interesting about the vine. In Psalm 80, it is a picture of the redemption of the redeemed people of God. I brought a vine out of Egypt. The message is very clear. God's redeemed people, people who know the power of the blood of Christ, want no part or lot in the wicked apostasy of an Antichrist. Then the vine speaks in verse 13 of cheering God and man. Those who please God, who have a part in God's service, are not going to give it up to promote the great apostasy. But then in verse 13, or verse 14 rather, you have the bramble coming forth, or the thistle. Can't ever read about the thistle without thinking of the fall. Thorns and thistles the earth brings forth as the result of the fall. The mark of sin, the mark of the serpent, is on the great apostasy. And all who trust in it are like those who trust in the shadow of a thistle. And they will be burned with wrath and judgment. It's the message for today. There's a great crime going on. In God's name, God's church must announce the curse of our Savior on the apostasy. That is not the language of ecumenical love. But I want to tell you, the lines of choice are drawn. We will either stand in love for Christ and denounce his curse upon Antichrist in the Church of Rome and the harlot daughters of that harlot system in the great apostasy, and denounce the curse of God on every other exhibition of anti-Christianity, even as I believe it will finally be expressed in the person of the beast. Our call and our choice is to denounce the curse of God as his witnesses against that system, whatever the cost. Whatever the cost, we must choose never to compromise truth for peace with the apostasy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.